Let's get it straight from the horse's mouth. Hello, Scott Miller. How are you?
Hello, Mike. Yeah, so I haven't been called a horse lately.
But... Well, but, you know, if I've been called a horse. I've been if the called shoe part fits. Of a horse. It's, I've been called right. part of that. If you had not settled on my oh my as your signature call, what did you try other calls early in your career? Do you have other things that you would have said?
No, I didn't. And honestly, I'm flattered by this, but I'm always a little bit embarrassed because this is nothing that I ever set out to do. I wasn't looking for a catchphrase. It was just, I think I might have told you the story one time. It was years and years ago doing Bison basketball, and I just happened to say when something was going poorly for the Bison, there was a big run by the opposing team, and I say a 20-0 run, mm-hmm, the Bison yep. had fallen way behind, and I just said, and the Bison are down 55-25, my, oh my.
And it took off from
it
there.
It seemed to kind of just pick up speed on its own.
No, we've had all kinds of entries into this, and I'm sure as we go throughout the week, we'll read some more of those. But if you want to send an alternative touchdown call to try to win a pair of Bison tickets, you can. Just send it to short code 35270. And I've been thinking about this all day because apparently I don't have things to do. But I think it was part of one of the calls that was part of the promo. I think it was Joel's voice or Jurgi's voice or whoever. But I think you have to go with oofda.
Oofda.
Oofda! Because, and here's why.
All right.
Because oofda can be both a positive and a negative. See, you use my oh my in both
yes.
a, mm-hmm. you know, NDSU beats Kansas State, my oh my.
Yeah.
Or, you know, NDSU loses to Youngstown State, my oh my. It can be both a positive and a negative.
Oofda.
I think oofda could be both. Oofda or oofda.
Oofda.
Does that work?
You've got
at all
a point
no?
there. I can't really say whether I would use oofda, but that's not a bad one. And if I would get all the free lefse and ulakaka I could eat, I might be inclined to go for it.
Can you say ulakaka on the air? Is Duke going to be okay with that in Wisconsin?
Well, let's see.
I'm not
we'll
sure
see if we can delete this out from the archive.
Here's a couple that have come in. Bazinga Baby. It's from a TV show, right?
I
Two
think
and a Half
so.
Men or something
yeah.
or whatever. A Shazam.
Shazam.
Wowzers. There goes the neighborhood. Okay. Yeah, you betcha.
Yeah.
And that's how it's done.
Ah,
that one's
okay.
not, I mean, that's not bad.
That's not too bad.
But we'll see how many come in.
Yeah.
And the one chosen by you, and I assume Jack Sunday may have some input, they will win some tickets to the Bison game on Saturday.
Very good.
Okay, 24-21 was the final at Manhattan, Kansas on Friday night. Scott, I haven't had a chance to talk with you
mm-hmm.
from then, from since the game, because
yeah.
We've both been so busy. I was there. I've been to a lot of Bison games in my lifetime. I've seen a lot of wins. I've seen a lot of losses back in the day. This one, to me, was, as Craig Bohl has said, the biggest in NDSU history, and certainly the biggest since Craig Bohl's been here, bigger than national championship games because it was on just a bigger stage. It was on national TV, 90 million homes. It was Kansas State. It was a packed stadium. And, oh, by the way, it wasn't a fluke. It wasn't
no.
Kansas State didn't turn the ball over 17 times.
Right.
It was NDSU they just beat them.
And Phil Hansen on our radio broadcast said a couple of different times and repeated it during the postgame show. He said, I did not see a Bison team overmatched. He said, this team played with Kansas State and looked like it belonged. And to me, that's really the litmus test. This was not an overwhelming upset because the Bison are as good as this Kansas State team is.
Well, and I agree. And, you know, one thing going into this game that we talked a lot about was this Kansas State team was not going to be a crummy Minnesota team. It was not going to be a crummy Kansas team. And Kansas State wasn't. They're better than those teams. The quarterback has great potential. The yeah. offensive line is good for Kansas State. The wide receivers, what the heck's his name?
Tyler Lockett and Tremaine Thompson are both big-time wideouts. Mike, we are not going to see anybody of that ilk the rest of the way at FCS.
No. Those guys were good. And so my point is that NDSU was just as good as these guys. This
mm-hmm.
this wasn't an upset. Maybe in levels it was,
right.
but it just wasn't.
No, it wasn't. It was, and that last drive, we have seen some drives, and I just got back from doing some interviews with Bison players now this afternoon up at the Fargo Dome, and Billy Turner, the All-America offensive lineman for the Bison, was asked about that last drive, which was certainly one for the ages.
Mm-hmm.
8.5 minutes, get the ball with 8:58 to go, march at 80 yards, score with 28 seconds to play. I mean, it's like a movie script is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he was asked about it, and I said, So where does this rank? I said, you've had some great drives over the years on your way to national championships, including in the playoffs. And he hearkened back. Remember that 13-minute drive they had against Colorado State last year? I'd half forgotten until he brought it up. That was a phenomenal drive where they just had the ball. And that was an 18-play drive as well, I believe. But this drive, once you knew, and I didn't really think of it when they snapped it first and 10 from the 20, that this was going to be a drive for the ages, because you thought, all right, well, there could still be two or three different possessions. Mm-hmm. But after they picked up a couple of third down conversions and moved the ball up the field and the clock was dripping down, I thought, wow, they may not get the ball back. They've got to score here. This is the game. What? And they could not. Kansas State couldn't stop them on fourth down. They made some big plays on first down and second down. But Brock Jensen, not single-handedly, but he willed the offense to the win. And I just think that this is another example of a really good team, a great team with back-to-back national championships, with great veteran leadership and incredible talent. They just refuse to lose, and they have answered the bell in every big game that they have played over the last 3 years.
And it's funny you talk about the last drive, because I asked Craig Bohl at yesterday's press conference on Monday. I said, where does this drive rank in your time at North Dakota State? And he didn't hesitate and said, it's the best drive we've ever had since I've been here.
Right.
He said, similar to the Georgia Southern, the drive against the Bulldogs last year in the national semi, not the Bulldogs.
The Golden Eagles.
Last year in the national semifinals at the Dome. But he said this one was better because it was so clean. And
yes,
it wasn't penalty aided. And
yes,
there wasn't stops and starts. It was just NDSU and its offensive line pounding Kansas State. And it's funny, Scott, you mentioned that all of a sudden you realized, wait a second, they're not going to get the ball back. Because I did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I was watching this drive going, man, they are really moving the ball.
Yeah.
And then I heard somebody say, under a minute. And I went, what? And I looked up at the clock, and there was 58 seconds left, and the clock was ticking. And I went, oh, my God, there's less than a minute left in the game. And mm-hmm. it just seemed to go on forever. Just very impressive. And you mentioned Billy Turner. There was one play on that drive where he blocked two Kansas State players at once. I put the YouTube video and linked it to my blog. Incredible. Some of the individual performances within that drive.
Yeah. And Derek Lang, and this, I think, is another great example of a terrific team, is you got Derek Lang, who is the third running back out of Sam Ojeri, John Crockett, and then Derek Lang. Lang doesn't get a lot of headlines. All Derek Lang does is make big plays. He caught the pass on the 3rd and 11, and he stretches out and gets a first down. He had another run on a third down that converted for a first down. And you just talk about a lot of guys who just really kind of pull on the same end of the rope, and it's extremely impressive to see.
Well, now here's the thing, the next question. Okay, Kansas State, great win, national publicity, best win according to the coach, best drive according to the coach. All right, Ferris State's coming in. Unless something really, really strange happens, NDSU is going to go to 2-0. They're going to play, Delaware State
in a couple of weeks.
Okay,
yep.
Whatever. They're going to win those games. Where does NDSU go once they get in the Valley? Is this a team that's going to go undefeated? They certainly could go undefeated going into the playoffs, but this is a really special team, and I'm even more impressed now that they beat Kansas State, Scott.
Yeah, I am too. I've thought about that. Just since the win on Friday night, I thought, well, how much talk should there be about going 11-0? But then it hits you right between the eyes, and the coaches, if they were in here right now, they would say, hey, wait just a second here. And, of course, they have to play it one game at a time. But you got South Dakota State for the first Missouri Valley Football Conference game of the season in Brookings. Mm-hmm. And SDSU is good, ranked 6th and 7th in the national polls this week. That is going to be your first really big test. And how about Northern Iowa, which went down to Iowa State and won 28-20 over the weekend? They beat a Big 12 team. And David Johnson, their running back, had 199 yards and a few touchdowns. So Northern Iowa is back this season after an off year last season. So could the Bison run the table? I think the answer is yes, but it's still anything but a picnic. This is still the best league in the FCS.
Well, and let's keep in mind that the last 2 years, NDSU has won national championships. They haven't gone undefeated. They've lost a game to a Valley team at home,
right,
by the way. And here's the thing with going undefeated. It's really good if you can do it, but in the end, it doesn't matter in terms of the national championship. But what does matter, I think, is that NDSU needs, they don't need it. they could really use the home field advantage to their advantage.
No question about it. So if you wind up, say, going 10-1 or even 9-2, I would think 10-1 would be good enough so that you would have, you know, the possibility of home field advantage throughout the playoffs. They would get the top seed, you would think. 9-2, it becomes a little bit more questionable, but that has been the formula for success for most teams when you get to the playoffs, is the teams that do hold that card, being able to play at home all the way until the national championship game, typically have the greatest amount of success.
All right, Scotty, I could do this for three straight hours. We can't do it because we have time constraints, and it's not a sports talk show, but thank you very much. And great job again. Great call again.
Thank you, Mike.
I can never get enough Scott Miller in a big Bison
game. We've seen some big games. This is right up at the top, I think, Mike.
Absolutely. Scotty Miller, he is the voice of the Bison right here. You can hear him every home game, every away game, every playoff game right here on the Mighty 790 KFGO.